With us now, we have Janice Pānoho, who's Kai Hautū of the PSA. Tēnā koe, Janice.
Oh, morena.
Morena. Hey, there's rumours that at least 1,000 public servants could lose their jobs. Is this correct?
Well, we've had announcements last week, and there have been 500 jobs so far, and there's more to come. So there's also voluntary, there's been wide-scale voluntary redundancies at MSD, so we don't really know exactly what the numbers are at this stage. But Ministry of Primary Products, Primary Industries, have proposed to cut 384 jobs, which they're there to protect our borders. Quite devastating. It's devastating for those workers that are waiting, also quite nervous about their future. So we've heard that MSD, they're calling for wide-scale voluntary redundancies. We've got the Aka Whae Ora in terms of closing the suicide prevention office, which is devastating. 134 jobs they're proposing with the Ministry of Health or Te Aka Whae Ora. And also we've got a number of others like Minish MB are looking at calling for voluntary redundancies. So we haven't got the exact numbers. They've already accepted 111 applications. So you keep adding them up, that's more than 500. We'll be getting close to 1,000 just as I said last week. And customs are also calling for enhanced voluntary redundancies. Crown Law, 17 roles are gone. Yeah, I mean, so this is a bit like a wrecking ball, really. The government's just going to town, and every week, every day, we hear about, more job cuts, the proposals of in terms of management of change or voluntary redundancies.
Well, speaking of management of change, is there a plan for these poor people? You know, the waiting, the insecurity. Is there a plan by government departments to retain essential or specialist workers, do you know?
I don't think they have a plan. We've got a plan, and our plan is that they should be engaging with the union when it comes to our members to discuss these plans about how we manage that process around the selection process. Just having a gung-ho approach to saying, well, we'll call for voluntary redundancies, it's about what are the specialist needs that you actually, and the expertise that you need to retain in your organisation. And I don't think they're doing a lot of that. They're not consulting. We called Shane Retty to Ahui to come and meet with us. And we've opened the invitation to meet with our workers with the establishment of Taka Whae Ora. And we still haven't had that opportunity to sit down and ask them about what the plan is. What's plan B? Although I did talk to Lady Moxon, and she says they have no plan. She says, and she says, good luck. If we think they'll turn up to a meeting, we wanted all the health workers, bringing him to explain in terms of what is the plan going forward. We really want to know how this is going to be managed. That's part of our role as well. A management and plans process, which are in our collective agreements.
So,
it's quite disappointing. It's more than disappointing. It's devastating.
It is. One of my previous interviews, they said, well, it's not quite seasonal, but when there's a change of government and they like to make their mark, and part of it is using the public service as a scapegoat. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, choosing the public service as well as in terms of Māori as a scapegoat. We've been the political pick football in all of this as well, and those services are well needed in our communities, which And you, if you're looking for voluntary redundancies, we've got a comment from one of our members in the far north. He's very worried about, in terms of their, he said colleagues are very worried in the far north about, in terms of potential redundancies up there. They will probably become, they will become another statistic if there are no jobs, because there's not that many jobs in the far north. Or the potential of people leaving and going overseas, and maybe a lot of them are saying, let's go to Aussie. You might have better luck there.
Yeah.
Quite sad. Yeah, it's really, really quite devastating. And so people are really nervous at the moment. Our members are very nervous about what their future looks like.
Do you think that Māori public servants are going to be targeted?
Oh, well, they've already started. I mean, to say, we've got, in terms of Te Tauru City, Puni Kōkiri, when you reduce services, we are saying those services need to retain, in terms of Māori that are in specialist roles, to be able to work with those communities. And they're not that many. We've got about 11% Māori members in the PSA. Overall, across the public service, there's about 16% of Māori that work in the public service. So so you imagine if they're looking at anywhere between 7 and 9% cuts, even if you took it down 2% of Māori, that's a lot of staff in terms of that deliver services currently to the community, like Māori advisory officers providing that support for agencies. They were well needed during COVID in terms of, look what happened. You know, the Ministry of Health, once again, did not listen in terms of saying that we needed to have services for Māori by Māori, being able to provide that to our communities. And it took a long time to convince them. I mean, so I know that John Tamahere was jumping up and down and saying, look, we need to be able to deliver these services. Once you did that, we were able to mobilise and organise around in our communities and at our marae, and to be able to provide those services. The Māori was more willing to come in. However, there was a large number of our people that went down that rabbit hole and just there was the misinformation that were affecting communities, and it was very difficult to bring them back. So that's, you know, having Māori advisory or Māori units within government departments, they can advise agencies the best way to approach issues, and we all know that, and we need that. So if we're going to lose that, I'm wondering, well, what's that going to look like, you know, for our community?
Yeah, and you've already mentioned that this could lead to a brain drain, you know, it makes jumping over the ditch a better option, which is quite devastating for us who are struggling to set up our own systems to support our people.
Oh, absolutely. It's really those back office staff that they talk about, and they're our comms people, they're our advisors, they're our analysts, they're our IT people. You lose that level of expertise, it's very hard to get that back. If they leave, that's it. And we'll be opening up the floodgates, because we'll find that we don't have the expertise and that we'll need to bring in new immigrants. It's quite, you know, I don't know who's actually made the decision-making by Nicola Willis and, the coalition government is, you know, look, I'm just amazed that in terms of that, none of this is adding up, like in terms of the push for management of change and voluntary redundancy and job cuts is all to support her tax cuts, which is like, and they're saying they have, she hasn't got it right, the calculations right, so they're going to have to reconfigure in terms of what they, how much people are going to get. But this is all on the premise that she delivers this to New Zealanders. And I think people would rather not take a cut, retain in terms of what we got, because it might be only as much as $20 in your back pocket for some people.
Yeah. Well, it seems...
I'm quite concerned about our people, how there was a few. We did the iwi engagement hui last year and got all the candidates to turn up to our hui, and we filmed a lot of that. We probably got more people, more Māori voting last year than we ever have. But there's still a large number of people that just don't vote.
Mm.
And I think some of them may have been swayed by this government. The previous government hasn't done a good job, and we're going to be offering tax cuts. And I think people are really feeling the effect now about what this government's about.
Mm. Well, thank you, Janice, for your time and for sharing what what's happening from the perspective of the PSA. We will hopefully catch up with you again in a few weeks' time to just check up on what's going on.
No problem. Absolutely.
Nga mihi. Ka kite. Kia ora. And that was Janice Pānoho.